Here's another rule. I open the car door. If you want to get away from someone, you can check your watch and say, "Sorry, gotta go." It doesn't always work, but sometimes it does.
"Sorry, gotta go?"
David asks, climbing into the car. "That's right. I'll add it to your rules." The men carry a mattress still in plastic up the walkway next door. Someday soon, I'm going to take a plate of cookies up those steps and ring the doorbell. And if the girl next door doesn't have a flashlight, I'll buy her one that turns on and off easily. Mom says I have to deal with what is, and not to get my hopes up, but how else can hopes go but up?
"Wear your seatbelt in the car," David states. "That's the rule."
You're right. I click the seatbelt across me and open my sketchbook to the back pages. That's where I keep all the rules I'm teaching David, so if my someday he'll wake up a regular brother wish doesn't ever come true, at least he'll know how the world works, and I won't have to keep explaining things. Some of the rules in my collection are easy and always. Say excuse me after you burp. Don't stand in front of the TV when other people are watching it. Flush. But more are complicated, sometimes, rules. You can yell on a playground, but not during dinner. A boy can take off his shirt to swim, but not his shorts. It's fine to hug mom, but not the clerk at the video store. And a few are more hints than rules, but matter just as much. Sometimes people don't answer because they didn't hear you. Other times, it's because they don't want to hear you. Most kids don't even consider these rules. Sometime when they were little, their mom and dad must have explained it all, but I don't remember mine doing it. It seems I've always known these things. Not David, though. He needs to be taught everything. Everything from the fact that a peach is not a funny-looking apple to how having long hair doesn't make someone a girl. I add to my list. If you want to get away from someone, check your watch and say, "Sorry, gotta go."
"It's Mom," David yells. "Let's go to the video store."
She's on the porch, locking our front door. I'll get in trouble if Mom finds out I let him think the wrong thing. "I'm depending on you, Catherine," she'll say. How will he learn to be independent if everyone lets him behave and speak the wrong way? "You're going to occupational therapy," I tell David, "at the clinic." He frowns.
"Let's go to the video store."
David may not have the "sorry, gotta go" rule down, but he's got this one perfect. If you say something over and over and over, maybe they'll give in to shut you up. "You're going to OT," I say. "Maybe, maybe is all it takes." David twists toward me as far as his seatbelt allows, his eyes flashing. I cover David's mouth with my hand so the movers don't hear him scream.